I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's Independence Day in Ukraine, but instead of celebrating 31 years of liberation from Soviet rule, cities remain on guard. The Ukrainian government warns of Russian attacks this week. Many people are turning to local radio for the latest information. Alenka Stevenson with Transworld Radio Europe says the DWR team in Ukraine is hard at work.
They are preparing a lot of up-to-date programming that can address the situation to be the voice of hope, the voice of calmness, because many people are really struggling with fear, that fear overtakes and paralyzes people.
Today also marks 6 months since Russia began its war on Ukraine. The conflict is now locked in a stalemate. Visit us online to send help through TWR. And most importantly, pray.
Prayer is more powerful than any weapon that evil brings, so please pray for our teams.
And times are tough for everyone in Lebanon, but women suffer the worst of it. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon explains the cultural barriers many women face.
Women are more suppressed, are like more like second-class citizens in many places. So women don't feel that they are valued. And what we do as a ministry, we try to just give them their value and how precious they are in the eyes of God and how important they are for society, how important they are for their families.
TM Lebanon regularly hosts groups of women for breakfast. They can talk about their lives in an open and safe environment.
Some of them have been beaten. Some of them are not allowed to do things at home or to just go out.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.